Good morning, Boker Tov. This video is being made for Monday, the 23rd day of Elul. And as we are approaching the end of Elul, we're also coming in our series on the blessing formula to the third word in the blessing formula, which is the name of the divine, the unpronounceable tetragrammaton Yud He Vav He, which transliterated could be YHVH. And I'd like to talk about these four letters in relation to the line that comes from Psalm 27. Psalm 27 is chanted every day during Elul and also through Sukkot. And there's a line that's often sung, there's many melodies that goes with it. Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem. One thing I ask of Hashem. Ota avakesh, this I seek. Shivti bevet Hashem, to dwell in the house of the divine. Kol yemei chayai, all the days of my life. Lachazot benoam Hashem, to behold the sweetness of the divine. Ulevaker beheichalo, and to contemplate or to meditate in its sanctuary. So this beautiful line mentions that four-letter name three times. And also in the name itself, you'll notice there's three different letters, Yud, He, and Vav, or Y, H, and V. And at the end, the fourth letter is a repetition of the letter He, or in English, the H letter. So I want to explore these three letters, also four letters with the repetition of the hey, in terms of four different aspects of being spiritually awake. Or we might say four different aspects of accessing the level of your own being that is already awake. So the first piece of the psalm line says, Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem. Achat means one. Sha'alti, I ask, me'et Hashem, of the divine, or of being. Corresponding to the letter Yud, which is the tiniest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. So the tininess of the letter implies that it's like a seed, something that has potential that's going to grow into something perhaps vast, you know, like a tree. But it's beginning with something very tiny. And that's the beginning of awakening as inquiry. It begins really with a question. And what is that question? You can actually phrase the question in an infinite number of ways. The point is not really the exact words of the question. The point is, does the question take you beyond your mental interpretation of the world, beyond the immediate agenda that you have in your mind that's conditioning the way you're seeing the world? So as an example, you can see perhaps that today I'm filming in a park. I'm in Oakland today and I was looking for a place to make this video. So I was walking around the streets of Oakland. You can hear some kids making noises. And if you're watching this video, that means it worked, but I didn't know if it was going to work. I was walking around looking for different places, went to a few different places before I came to this one. So I was really, I had an agenda. I was seeking something that was a particular task that I needed to do, which was to make this video for you. So that's what I mean by mental interpretation of the world. Whenever we move intentionally, whenever we do something intentionally, there is an agenda behind it, something that we wish to move toward. And we use the tool of the mind to understand what we need to do, to decide what to do. So then the question is there a level of experience beyond the mind, beyond the mental agendas and beyond thought? So you can actually ask yourself this question right now. is there something beyond my own thinking, beyond my own interpretation of reality, to taste or to realize or to connect with? So take a moment just to ask yourself that question. Is there something in this moment, in my experience, that's beyond mind, beyond thought, beyond interpretation? And you'll notice that if you start thinking about the answer, trying to figure it out mentally, then of course you're moving in the wrong direction. The idea is to connect with the reality of this moment. That means through your senses and through your awareness, without the imposition of thought. So that's the seed from which awakening springs. The second letter is the letter He, which is sort of a kind of an expansive letter compared to the Yud, which is very tiny. It has a breath sound, implies movement, implies breathing. And the next part of the verse says, Ota avakesh shivti bevet Hashem. This I seek, to dwell in the house of Hashem, or dwell in the house of the divine or being. So, once you taste what it's like to connect with reality directly beyond the mind, then a thought arises. The thought can be the understanding that this is what you actually want. More than you want to seek a nice quiet place to make a video, more than you are seeking any of the particular agendas in your life, underneath all of that, what you really want is to connect with the reality of this moment, to connect with Hashem. And this is called Shivti Bevet Hashem, dwelling or resting in the house of the divine, because in that letting go of the mind and its conditional agendas, there's a restfulness that's there. The next part of the verse says, Kol yemei chayai lachazot benoam Hashem. Kol yemei chayai means all the days of my life. So once you realize that this is what you seek, then there has to be a commitment to be practicing it constantly, Kol yemei chayai, all the days of my life, so that lachazot benoam Hashem, to behold the sweetness of the divine, that sweetness is not simply an experience that you dip into sometimes, but it becomes the space from which you live. It becomes your approach to your whole life, which has this paradoxical effect of, on one hand, all of the different things, the different situations of your life become less important, less crucial, and yet at the same time you become more connected to it. You're not running away from the things of this world because there's nothing to grasp after and there's nothing to run away from. You're